USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is celebrating his acquittal in the Senate trial. During a White House event, the president says Nancy Pelosi and Democrats were after him from the get-go.
These people are vicious. Adam Schiff is a vicious, horrible person. Nancy Pelosi is a horrible person. And she wanted to impeach a long time ago. And she said, I pray for the president. I pray for the president. She didn't pray.
China says it will cut tariffs on more than 1,700 U.S. imports by 50%. The cuts announced follow the signing of a Phase 1 trade agreement designed to signal a truce in the trade war that was launched nearly 2 years ago. And the prosecution is resting its case in the Harvey Weinstein rape and sexual assault trial. Over the past 2 weeks, six women have given testimony about Weinstein's alleged sexual attacks and advances. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The ratings are in for the President's State of the Union address. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
According to Nielsen, an estimated 37.2 million people tuned in to watch President Trump deliver the address on Tuesday evening. That was down by about 20% from 2019 across the three major cable news networks and the four major broadcast networks. Among those cable networks, Fox News throttled its competition, posting a staggering audience of 11.55 million total viewers. Among the broadcast networks, NBC was tops with 4.8 million, but that was down from 7.14 million last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Southwest Airlines is giving its employees their share of profits. CNN is reporting the company will pay each of its 60,000 employees about 6 weeks of their pay as part of its $667 million bonus money. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
As tax season is in full swing, attorney generals across the nation are warning people to be careful of potential scams. Scam artists often try to impersonate someone who you would trust when they're most interested in getting your personal information, like a social security number or access to your money. Now, when it comes to doing your taxes, I had a chance to catch up with Paul Schwartz. He's an accountant with Hoffman & Company, and he tells everyone that they should not be going for that big refund. Instead, you should be making sure you're claiming the right deductions.
You really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. We feel that big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's filing ethics charges against Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for ripping up the president's State of the Union speech. Gaetz tells Fox News he's joining two other Republicans in filing charges with the House Ethics Committee.
She disgraced the House of Representatives, she embarrassed our country, and she destroyed official records. The law does not allow the Speaker of the House to destroy the records of the House, and the rules of the House do not permit some little temper tantrum just because you don't like what the President of the United States says.
For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.